Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Among this year's nominees for the Collier Trophy, which were recently announced, was the Taurus G4 by Pipistrel. Hi, I'm Mary Grady for AFWeb, and today I'm talking with Tanay Tomeczek of Pipistrel to learn more about this unique aircraft. So thanks for taking some time for us today.
You are welcome.
And so congratulations. The Taurus G4 has been nominated for the Collier Trophy. And I'm hoping you can give us sort of an update I guess to start out, why don't you tell us a little bit about the airplane and how it came to exist?
The Taurus G4 is an airplane that Pipistrel has built in order to compete for the NASA Green Flight Challenge 2011, sponsored by Google. And the airplane's shape and characteristics basically match and exceed what it was required to do on that contest. Namely, you had to fly a course of 100 miles distance within 2 hours and exhibit fuel or energy consumption better than 200 passenger miles per gallon. We started to develop the airplane in late December 2010. The whole development time from first sketch to the ready-to-fly airplane was 5.5 months.
Wow, that was pretty fast.
Yeah, it is. But thanks to the in-house rapid prototyping capability that we have here at Pipistrel, and given the fact that the Taurus G4 consists out of some stock components, the Taurus G4 is a twin fuselage design, and both the fuselages actually come from a production glider called the Taurus Electro G2. They were heavily modified, but having the fuselage at hand helped a lot and sped up the process.
So this was a design that you designed expressly to win that competition, right? You don't have any interest in developing this as an actual, airplane for the market?
No, the Taurus G4 was never intended to be marketed for the end customer. It's too peculiar and odd to fly. It even looks a bit odd being a twin fuselage design. However, it's not an aeroplane designed around only one role to be competing at the challenge. We've conceived it with one very large engine or motor nacelle, which gives us the opportunity to use the Taurus G4 as a test bed for different propulsion systems, conventional, hybrid, and all-electric. And we've used the aeroplane as a test bed for the powertrain that will in the future be incorporated in our four-place general aviation aircraft, the Pantera.
Okay, that's an electric airplane, right?
Pantera is available in three different configurations. To start off, we have the conventional, then the hybrid, and electric is coming in a couple of years as well. So it's three aircraft in one in terms of production and propulsions.
Oh, okay. So the Taurus G4, then, are you going to keep it in its current configuration, or will you be, are you already starting to use it for other tests, or is that coming up soon?
Testing has still not been completely finished, so we still need it in the configuration as it was flying during the Green Flight Challenge, but it is envisioned to fly with a hybrid drive as well.
Okay. Now, the Collier Trophy is generally considered to be something, for real changes, like something kind of dramatically different. What do you think it is about the Taurus G4 that's dramatically different from other airplanes in its category?
Well, Taurus G4... is different due to the fact that it's an electric aeroplane that can be separated from the dawn of electric flight. So far we've had attempts of aeroplanes that were either self-launching gliders or small aeroplanes that could fly for a very limited amount of time. Taurus G4 combines both speed and range. It is an aeroplane that can fly 250 miles at a very decent speed, almost 100 knots. So it is sort of paving the way for electric flight in the future. It may not be of the most convenient shape and form, but it has been shown that electric flight actually can be made useful and safe.
Okay, and as far as I know, the only time it's flown in public was at the Green Flight Challenge. Is that right? And do you plan to fly it anywhere else in the at any of the air shows or anything?
You are correct. It only flew during the Green Flight Challenge publicly, although people who were interested in our development sort of noticed that we were flying both at Oshkosh and at Hollister in California. Plans, yes, we are currently in talks with two major air shows. I will not name them yet, but there is a strong possibility you may see it flying at one of the big shows end of July this year.
Okay, that would be great. Well, thank you. And is there anything else going on at Pipistrel that you'd like to let us know about?
Pipistrel is gearing up for the first public unveiling of the Pantera. It'll be in only a couple of short months, so stay tuned for the real airplane to be unveiled and flying.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to Avweb, and fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Mary. Bye.
Bye.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.